It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
I think it's safe to say that I had been sleeping on Auckland MC Rizvan until he released his Neverland EP a couple of weeks ago. Timing seems to be everything. Rizvan is currently at the top of the BFM Top 10 with Life I Choose. He joins us in studio. Good evening. Yo,
check, check. Kia ora, kia ora. How's it going?
How you going, man?
All good, all good.
Hey, I'm just going to change my headphones. It'll be done in a second. We'll get there.
All good.
It's just BFM, you know.
North City Rizzy in the house. Shout out Diggy Dupe. Shout out Gat. Got the BVs in full effect tonight.
Shall we put that microphone down? So we've got a few tunes you're going to perform, and then we'll have a chat.
Cool.
So let's kick into it.
Yo. Check, check. Yo. I was born in the 80s, arrived in the tropical Friendly Islands inside of Viola Hospital with moms and pops. This was the beginning of June. Fortunate to have them both in the delivery room, in their arms holding me close as they were singing me tunes. The same songs I heard them sing when I was still in the womb. Had no house or home yet. Lived in Havelu with my dad's parents till we could afford to buy our own bed. Back and forth for my mom's fam. Holla life on there with the lioness hoisted on my heart's flag. Golo for O, city slick, kicked it for a bit to found my home at the fall with all my villages. Built the foundation, hit the ground pacing. Pops worked hard to feed us and to keep the house safe. He taught me strive for perfection, balance mind, body and soul. You must appreciate the life that you're blessed with. Couple of years later, my little brother was born. At the dawn of December, my mother's humming a song, and she had love for us all, but all she wanted was a girl, watching us running around without no troubles in the world. We grew up in the village, shooting marbles, flying kites, flying fights as the flying fox as the gliding by your sunset. You can hear the mothers yelling, Taimi Kai, Lele ke Babiki Api, or you're gonna cry tonight. I went to side school right next to Tonga High. Yellow buns and ice blocks on the tongue whenever days are long and dry. If you could afford to buy, otherwise it's Faika Kai at the Talamahu markets with a cup of nice otai. Meleni, there's plenty of elegant treats. Lu Sipi Otaika Ufi Bele now see. If you are what you eat, you're embedded with freakish horsepower. Shana is a Tongan delicacy. Growing up in a culture where tradition is the key to the building blocks of life with the beginnings of a seed. With the customs running deep, the people living for their dreams. Mixed the monarchy with politics, religion and beliefs. And I was lucky to believe in the faith that I was born to. Directions of my parents from the trials that they had gone through, instilling me a strong viewpoint and principles. Raised to have a vision for the future, guided with support. But I'm a late bloomer, waiting around for long lengths of time. Learned the hard way, party and nonsense. Now I hold a strong sense, even though I was force-fed. Slow progress is better than no progress. It's a progressive revelation, like God's manifestation. Life just gets better with age, and now it's never too late to change. And so today I smile, I'm a man of my own. But it took a village to raise this child since a young age. I was, yo, check. Woo. Running out of breath. That was 64 bars, shout out Red Bull. Thanks for having me on. Couldn't quite hit the 64 today. Had to walk up these damn stairs. Ah.
Rizvan, live in the 95 BFM studio for Live and Direct. Time for another track.
Yo. Shout out to all the cuzzies. Glenn Fila Gorilla. Yeah. Well, I've been coming up out the west with a little bit of funk. It's still North City Rizzy, ready to give you what you want. Blowing 9-6 with the mad ill behavior. Back in the days, I had the fever for the flavor. Ain't nothing major. Max it, relax it. Lay back, chilling in the middle of the action. Way back when I had the skill, something was happening. Kicking it with the cousin, best of beast, buzzer, rap set. If you want a hand, come hang with the. cause ain't nobody tripping by rags selling flags. Put your guard down for a minute, cause ain't nobody tripping. It's love that I'm giving, no thugs in my business. I'm cooling, just keeping the way true with the real deal. Not up in your frill like Holyfield. Still, nobody gonna test. Don't forget another day, another blessing. No yes and no, no stressing on that. 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 Say no stressing on that. No stressing on that. No stressing on that. No stressing on that. Say no stressing on that. No stressing on that. Hey, say no stressing on that. Hopping about the house and I just got paid. Dressed to impress, Cortez, fresh fade, her maid. Rolling across the bridge to the city, looking fly. Now the cloud up in the sky, now I'm blowing out my line. Alpine steady knock it. 212s in a trunk, pop it. Put it in the tapes, then we rocked it. Shana did I rock it? It really doesn't matter, cause it's still on and popping. Big pippin' on the box while I'm dipping. Getting lifted to the digging wisdom that is gifted. With the truth, let me spit this. Cool, calm, collector, hey. Can I get a witness? Strolling through the side so you can't speed through. 2 miles an hour so everybody sees you. And there it is as I go about my days. I can only bring it to you like this in so many ways. No stressing on that, no stressing on that. Say no stressing on that, no stressing on that, no stressing on that, no stressing on that. Say no stressing on that, no stressing on that, no stressing on that, no stressing on that, no stressing on that. Hey, say no stressing on that. Riz is chilling and BFM chilling. What more can I say? Top billing. That's what you get. You got it good. Since you understood, would you stop scheming and looking hard? Stop scheming and looking hard. Stop scheming and looking hard. Before we have a hooker in the parking lot. Say no stressing on it. 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 Say no stressing on it. 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 Hey, say no stressing on it. Blah.
Rizvan, live in studio here at 95BFM. This is Live and Direct. Where to begin? those two tracks. The first, your 64 bars for the Red Bull 64 bars.
Yep.
What? So can you explain, for people who don't know, could you explain what that is and maybe tell me what it was like walking into the studio?
Going into there was crazy. I just finished doing like a 12-hour shift, and I got there and I was nervous, and David Dallas was like, "Bro, you ready?" I was like, "Yeah, bro, sweet, keen." And that's just those are old verses that I've held close to me, and like I feel like you were saying, like a lot of people were sleeping on me, and I think it was just that's kind of like my introduction. It's like my bio that I always want to share. Like when you go to the marae and you do your pepeha and you like introduce yourself, that's kind of like mine. So wherever I go, I try to do that those verses, because it kind of explains and it gives a background to where I'm from and what I'm about. And so, yeah, that recording was cool. And David Dallas, we used to be in an old crew called Breaking Rick when we used to come up here for cyphers like 10, 12 years ago, back in the days when I was a youngin'. And yeah, so it was just good to reconnect and share my story with him again.
Talking about, I was thinking about that, you know, you've been around for a few years now.
Yeah.
Breaking Rick, you seem to always, you pop up in kind of all the different well-known crews throughout throughout the years. I mean, obviously, you've been hanging around the Grow Room a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep. YGB before that as well.
Yep. Collaborated with them as well. Yeah, it's been a lot of people over the years.
Collaboration's been a huge part of your output.
Yeah.
That Mellow Downs track we played before, you were behind the desk, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we've been recording at my crib over the last couple of years with him and the other bro, Diggy Dupe, and just doing their projects. And yeah, because I went to mains and did a little diploma in sound engineering, so I kind of learned a bit of that, and just been jamming since. But musically, been kind of doing stuff with, yeah, like I said, David Ellis, Breaking Wreck, that was like 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
And I've just been jamming. Like, I'm basically just jamming in the garage, and I just, when the opportunities pop up, I'm going to grab it with two hands and just go hard, you know? Like, so I keep popping up every now and then, and I call myself like the veteran up and comer, like... Been up and coming for ages, forever opening act, you know?
Well, that ties into my next question. About a month ago, you posted a video, a compilation of lots of your visual works.
Yeah.
And with a pretty, like, honest comment with it. Mm-hmm. I'll just read some of it at the start. It goes, at a show the other night, a young supporter says, how come the scene is sleeping on you? I said, nah, I'm just jamming. Something that we've just been talking about here. And they're not trying to blow up. Then he replied, or are you sleeping on yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was I thought it was really amazing, the back and forth between you and the people on your page.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the thoughts behind that and then maybe reflect on... kind of did that make you change?
Just talking to that guy, like, he caught me off guard, but what he said took a while to sink in, but it was like, it was pretty profound for me to like hear it and be like, bro, I think a lot of us underestimate and belittle our capacity and like what we're able to do, because that's, I don't know, it's a Polynesian thing, but it's also a Kiwi thing, like,
totally.
You know, like tall puppy syndrome, like, man, sit down, who do you think you are? Like, but if it's going to be a problem and hold you back from progression and developing, then it's no good. You know, it's unhealthy. And I think when I talked to that guy, I was like, bro, this guy is telling me the truth. Like, it was a good reflection of myself. I went back home and I was like, bro, I have been sleeping on myself unintentionally, because I'm like, I'm supposed to be humble and modest about what I'm doing. And so over the years, I've just been like jamming. That's what I call it. I'm just jamming. And when things pop up, like 64 bars or like, I don't know, we performed at like Big Day Out or like open for Busta Rhymes, like heaps of things I've done over the years, but I'm still jamming, that's what I call it. And this guy kind of just put the mirror to my face and he was like, bro, you know who you are? Like, do you know what you can do? Because at that show, they had these, I think they were Pokemon cards of all the artists that was performing.
Ah, that was the Red Bull show.
Yeah, and he was like, bro, where's your card? Because he had everyone signed, and he was like, I want your card so you can sign it. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not really on the, you know, I'm just came to support Mellow Downs and all that. He was like, bro, because I saw him at a gig, a previous gig, and he just came up to me and was like sharing, bro, I love your music. I love the honesty, and I can relate, even though like we're worlds apart, but I can hear the conviction in what you're saying and the truth. And he was just buzzing out because, the next time I seen him and I was just performing again, he was like, I never hear the artist like share or like mention you. And I was like, I'm just creeping in the shadows, bro. I'm just, you know, just doing my thing on the side. And I kind of clicked with Mellow Downs and the very Diggy Dupe, because we're on, I don't know, similar vibes and character and personality as well as the music. So that just kind of happened in time. And this year and last year just kind of snowballed into what it's happening now. Like, I've never been on no BFM chart or nothing like that, you know? And so things are just kind of rolling in and happening, and I'm just going along for the ride and appreciating everything that's happening, yeah.
And also, you're ready to go, in a sense.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, when people say, let's do a song, I'm not afraid to do it. I'm just like, you know, there's like been an undercurrent of activity and, like, developing myself, like, doing my own thing under the covers of, like, the scene. And when people are like, oh, anyone at the back ready to come out, you know, I feel like when there's a show and a main act like stuffs up and you're like, oh, has anyone got a song or something, I'm like, yo, you know, like, I'm ready to come in, like, why not? There's like a catalog of work, you guys need two songs, I got two songs, ain't no thing, you know. And it's
here's the
at the
USB.
Same time trying to, yeah, here's the USB, chuck it in, But it's also like, I think there's a fine balance between cocky and confident. So I'm trying to find that and not be like, bro, I'm Rizvan. You know, like I don't want to be that dude, and I don't want to, that's not me by nature anyway. So, but I also don't want to be like that dude on the corner, like, oh, I wish, why didn't I just get up on stage? Why didn't I grab that mic when he said open mic? You know, and if you're able to do it, do it. Like, you don't want to look back or be on your, this is my like theory, I don't want to be on my hospital bed or like my deathbed and look back and go, why don't I go to Japan? Like, why don't I go to Egypt? Why don't I tell that girl that, bro, you're hot? Like, there's no harm in it. Why not try? The only thing that can happen is someone says no, or then, or like, you know, you fail, but that's what life's all about. If you don't fall, you're never going to get a bit of climb to the next, you know, the next step.
Can we talk about that second song, No Stress, and that line about haka in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, yes. So that's hoka. Hoka is in Tongan, it's fight. It means like having a scrap. So the song is about no stressing. And to me, bridges, when a bridge in a song is about the contrast of the content. Like, so if you're talking about, I love this girl, and then in the bridge, you're like, but she's married. You know, there's like a twist, so that the bridge for me was like, no stressing on it, I show love, I got no thugs in my, but don't look at me scheming, because I'll, boop, you know, like, it's on, if it's on, it's on, like, bring it, but I'm not out here trying to be no tough guy either, you know?
It's funny, because I grew up in Napier, and generally, it'd get to about 11 o'clock, and there'd be a haka.
Actual haka.
An actual haka in the backyard, or around in the McDonald's parking lot.
It's a gangland Napier. Yeah.
At the start of that track, No Stress, and the laughing.
Yeah, that's just a soundbite from a video that of just me and my cousins, because we grew up on the shore, and we're like basically the one of very few Tongans in our suburb, which is Glenfield. And it was all me and my cousins. At one point, we were all together for the first time in a long time. And all the laughter and that came back from being like, as we were kids, all the characters that were as kids became themselves again. Like, you kind of take on that role that you were with your cousins. Like, if you were that little brother in your crew, when you go around and do your own thing, you become a man, you're married. But when you come back to your cousins or your crew, you're back to being that little brother again. So all the boys were just laughing, and it's just a video clip. We were all trying to do weights and exercise, and we were like going, this time next to your boys, beach body. And then, yeah, it never happened. We're still at the beach with a hoodie on. tugs, undies.
Talk to me about rapping in Tongan.
Yeah, it's a bit of a challenge. So I was born in Tonga, came here when I was 10, straight to the shore. We spoke English in Tonga and kind of developed it. My dad's a bit of an academic, and so we got forced to read. And so the English language was like something I was fascinated with, and playing with words and trying to make, mold it and manipulate it to sound cool to me. And yeah, hip-hop's been such a massive influence, so incorporating my own language is also, to me, a sign of, and also like a sign of the times for me, like I've grown and I'm not afraid of who I am, being comfortable in my own skin. Like, the fact that I'm from the shore was a hard thing, because all my cousins are from like west, central and south, so whenever we had family reunions, they'll look at me like, this is a white boy, you're white inside, aren't you? Like, because we grew up in like predominantly white area, and I'm like comfortable with that, and that's where, you know, that's where I'm from. But to express it and say it, especially in the hip-hop scene, when it's like, we're in South Brooklyn's in the house, Central's in the house, and it's like, no shores in the house, and then cuckoo. And I'm just like, yeah, in the back, you know, like, bro, it's just me. And then so for me to put, like, to throw up those flags of like being Tongan, being from the shore, being a Baha'i, which is also my religion and where my name comes from, it's like, one advice I always give people that I come across is like, the faster you get over what people think, the easier life gets. Like, I'm just like, if, just in your mind, just go, if what everybody thinks, do what you want to do, and like, don't worry about anyone's lane, like, you know. I was watching a doco about horses, race horses. They have the blinders on, and they have them for a reason, because they just need to go straight. If they took the blinders off, they'd be looking at the other horses, and you'll probably fall over or like, you know, crash. So for me, it's just focusing on your lane and doing your thing, being proud of who you are.
Well, it's working.
Cheers.
It's
working. Sure, man.
We got one more song, Bills.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Which bill in particular did you write this about?
Oh, this was
Wi-Fi power.
Yeah, water pretty bill. Much everything. I was on the study link buzz and just thinking paying my car bills and petrol and everything in general. And this is from my latest EP, which is Neverland. Catch it on renaissancemusic.co.nz too. After all those hardcore raps I'm about to sing. Check it. All I got is $25 on my dresser. Chump change with the bung shades nonetheless. One day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pay, but I got bills though. But I got bills though. But I got bills so I'ma get mine. I'm a year mine. All I got is 25 lighters on my dresser. Chump change with the bunk shades nonetheless. One day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pay, but I got bills though. But I got bills though. And I got bills so I'm a year mine. I'm a year mine. In and out of sleep. Questions, cutting things cheap, but I keep stressing. Mind on my money, money on my mind, and time keeps testing. Back to the board, remain strong, calibrate, brainstorm. No towel on the canvas, but I gotta down to a pace I can manage. Madness, cause it's little hot pause, love and affection. Most of my life I had to ask many questions. Why? Or how much higher should I climb? I and I wanna live a life with no more contention and strife. Cause one day, some way, I'll hold my own. But for now, all I got is 25 lighters on my dresser. Chump change with the bunk shades nonetheless. One day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pay, but I got bills though. But I got bills though. And I got bills so I'm a year mine, I'm a year mine. All I got is 25 lighters on my dresser. Chump change with the bunk shades nonetheless. One day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want pay, I don't want pay, but I got bills though. But I got bills though. And I got bills, so I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. Get money, money, money. Get money, money, money. Get money, money, money. Stack it up, get money, money. Get money, money, money. Get money, money, money. Stack it up, stack it up. 25 lighters on my dresser. Chump change with the bunk shades nonetheless. One day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want fame, I don't want pay, but I got bills though. But I got bills though. And I got bills so I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. All I got is 25 lighters on my dresser. Chump change with the bunk shades. One day I'ma come slay under pressure. I don't want pay, but I got bills though. But I got bills though. And I got bills so I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. Yo, City Rizzy.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!